Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Mem in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, Halacha Dalet, and beginning of the Gemara. We learn in the Mishnah that when someone does a Meshicha of the fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni from his friend, and then he redeems it, then he gives the money for it. So the Meshicha is what purchases the fruits, but the redemption comes only once he gives the money. And therefore, if the value changes in between, it will make it afkamina what you pay. Says the Gemara, Mastitzi, the loike of Shirim Gamliel. Our Mishnah is like of Shirim Gamliel. The Tanina of Shirim Gamliel, Loimer, Loilo, Meshichoso, Shemar Sasheni, he Pidyoiner. According to Shirim Gamliel, the Meshicha is what makes the Pidyoin of Marsasheni. Once you pull the fruits, even before he gave the money, that's what's Kivea the Pidyoin. That's when the fruits are redeemed. Now he has to give the money in exchange for it. But the redemption is the Meshicha. So according to Shimon Gamliel, the whatever purchase price you have to pay for the seller, that's the same value for Ma'aseh Sheni. There's no difference between the Ma'aseh Sheni redemption value and the purchase price. So going back now to the beginning of the Mishnah says, someone did a Meshicha Ma'aseh Sheni, it was worth one, and then it went up in value, now it's worth two. So the redemption Ma'aseh Sheni is two slaim. One seller he gives to the seller, because that's what the value was when he did the Meshicha, and the other seller he keeps for himself. Says the Gemara, the Chaymish you have to add when a person does redemption is only on the seller he keeps for himself. The seller he gives his friend, the seller that's what he purchased the Ma'aseh Sheni with, the original value, and which is going to be also part of the redemption, on that you don't add a Chaymish. V'aya Rabbi Lozer mistakel bei. Rabbi Lozer saw Rabbi Yossi saying this idea. He was looking at him, as if like questioning him, what's the reason he doesn't pay chaymish? Omele ma'at mistakel bei, why are you looking at me this way? Avrahilu moitibo. Avrahilu agrees with it. Kedom Rabbi Yochanan, as we learned in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Komar is a shen sheinu pidyoinu mishaloi enu masiv chaymish. The rule is, we learned earlier, that the only time you had a chaymish is if you have the fruits and the money. But if one of them is not by you, you don't add a chaymish. So on the extra seller, that the fruits are by you and the money is by you, that you have to add a chaymish. But the original seller that you give to the seller, so there you have only the fruits, you don't have the money. So there you don't add a chaymish, there's no payment of a chaymish over there. The Mishnah then said, he didn't give a name, he didn't say what it is. So, Machleik is in the Mishnah what it works. Rabbi Yudoyim et Tzach Lefash, it says you have to be clear in your words, as we saw similar Machleik is regarding Kiddushin and Gittin, you have to be clear what you're saying, what you're doing. Says the Gemara, Ma'ot Tzach Lefash, when you talk about Gittin and Kiddushin, what do you mean you have to be Farsh? Ze Gittech, Ze Kiddushich. By Gittin and Kiddushin, you have to say, this is your get, this is your Kiddushin. V'ocho, here, Ze Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, by us, that there's a similar idea. You have to say, this is a redemption of Ma'aseh Sheni. Rav Zeir Rechiyo Bar Boin, Abba Batachliv HaBashem HaMishayo, Ma Pligin. What's the machloikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudo? Kishifligu datom li'inyonu sachem. They were originally talking about Kedusha, about Gittin, then they changed the topic, and then he gave her money without saying what it is, or he gave her the get without saying what it is. But if they're in the middle of talking about the geushin, that's what they're talking about. Talking about a divorce. And then he gives her the get, then everybody agrees, that's as if he's saying, this is your get. Rav Chagai asked the first Rabbi Yosi, L'choro Rebbe ki Rabbi Yosi, V'Rabbi Noso ki Rabbi Yudo. The same mechlikas that we have in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudo, it will be the same achlikas of Rebbe and Rav Nosson. This Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Regarding how much you have to be specific, do you have to be mefarish yourself or not? The Tanin Etamon, we learned in Meseches Gittin, if a woman tells a shliach, I want you to receive the get on my behalf. So if the husband agrees with that, doesn't protest that, so he's the shliach will be a shliach of the isha. And the minute he receives the get, the Isha is Megureshes, because he is an extension of the Isha. Says there the Mishnah, but if the husband tells the Shliach, I don't want you to accept the get on behalf of the Isha. Here's the get, and you go give it to her. In other words, don't be her Shliach, Be my shtech. Don't be a shtech like Kabbalah to receive the get. Be a shtech le hilacha to bring the get to her. But you're not her extension. When I give you the get, and she's not divorced yet until he reaches her hand. And that's what the Mishnah says. Im yotzo lachzir, yachzir. If he wants to change his mind, he tells her, don't give her the get. So he can change his mind because she's not divorced until she reaches it. If he said specifically, I don't want you to accept the get on her behalf, I want you to be my shlech. Says the Gemara, Masti, so this Mishnah, the Rebbe, that's the Chulak Shita's Rebbe. They have to be so specific. The Tani. Omro, the woman said, we're using the Gersom of Chaim, is Kabe Legiti. She told him, I want you to receive the get on my behalf. The Olach goes to Shlech. The Omro, he goes to the husband and says, and indeed, the shliach represents to the husband the right way. Your wife said that she wants me to be her shliach lekabbalah to receive the get on her behalf. And the husband's reply was one of the following lashoners: either hoylichilo, walk it to her; nostolo, give it to her; zechelo, receive it, be mezaket to her; hiskabelo, to receive it on behalf. According to Rebbe, in all these lashonis, he's still considered to be a shliach kabbalah of the isha. The husband did not specify, I don't want it to be a shliach. So even though he's using lashon, he's using language that may be interpreted not so clearly that he's agreeing that the shliach should be a shliach kabbalah of the isha. But because he's not so specific, I'm assuming he's agreeing with what the shliach said. Rabbi Nosso says no. If he uses the lashon, walk it to her, give it to her, that's lashon is saying, I don't want it to be shliach kabbalah. I want it to be a shliach hilach. I want it to be a shliach, my shliach, to give the gift. Bring it to her, give it to her. That's a little lashon that says, you're not anymore acting on behalf of the isha. But if he says the lashon is, you should be mezakeh to her, or receive it on her behalf. So then, then he can't change his mind, because there he said l'shoynus that accepting the shliach as a shliach kabbalah on behalf of the isha. And as the Gemara goes on and explains, Rebbe says, according to Rebbe, as long as he's not very specific with his lashon, saying, I do not want you to be shliach kabbalah. But shliach l'lacha, I'm assuming he's agreeing that he's a shliach kabbalah. So it's more of a kasha the Rebbe. They asked the Rebbe, hoylech l'cha, that's the Gersa of Reb Chaim, the word hoylech, midiburi, im rotz l'achzi lo yachzi, meaning hoylech is a losh that you're saying, I want you to be my shliach. Walk it to the isha, don't accept on behalf of the isha. Why that's not good enough to uproot him from being a shliach kabbalah? The kasha of the Ramnosu, we had a question from a different loshon. Which loshon? Helicho. That's a lashon which is mentioned there in the Mishnah. And there, midibura, im rotza lachzir lo yachzir. How does a nosa there say that he can't change his mind? Helicho, l'chur is a lashon that he says, this will be for you as a shteach l'ilacha. That's how Reb Chaim brings this question. I mean, the Gemara is asking you a different lashon which you didn't mention in our Gemara. It's a lashon that's mentioned in the Gemara in Gittin, saying, on Reb Nosa, we have a question with this lashon of helicho. Why does he say that she's going to be a shliach l'kabbalah? And according to all the mefarshim, let's say Pnei Moshe over here, the Gemara is just asking, we don't really understand. According to Rebbe, l'chor heilach means, I want you to be my shliach l'kabbalah. And according to Avnosel, I can ask, heilach can be also, I want you to do what she wants. So why Rebbe takes this extreme, and Rebbe also takes this extreme, heilach maybe can be either or. And the Vilna Gaon seems to say that he doesn't agree with this question. Says the Gemara of Chuna Omer, Chuna says, Nasa Shlucho Vishlucho. It's good to Reb Chaim speak about this last point that we said, Reb Nosson, Helicho. We asked, Helicho, why are you saying Helicho? She can't change his mind. Says the Gemara, Helicho is a Sophic. I'm not sure what Helicho is. Is it that he's making him a Shliach, his own Shliach, or he's agreeing for him to be the Shliach of the Isha, and therefore it's a Sophic, so it's his Shliach and her Shliach as well. And what this goes to explain is, Omer, whenever it says shlucho v'shlucho, megureshes veinim gureshes. That time, when the shliach is holding on to the get, she's a sofik, she's not sure if she's megureshes or not, so it's both. She's megureshes, veinim gureshes, you have to go to chumra. But in any case, what do we bring from there? The lechor, this machlekes of Rabbi Yoram Nosson, it's the same machlekes that we have in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be very clear with your words. That's like Rabbi that says, as if the husband did not say the words, I don't want you to be her shliach, you have to be my shliach. As long as he didn't say this word very clearly, he's agreeing to whatever she says. And Rav Nosson that says, if I'm using a lotion that says I want to be shliach halacha, that's good enough. I don't have to come and be very, very clear. So Gemara says, Rav Nosson is like a Yehuda, and Rabbi is like a Yehuda. So just to end the discussion, just continue a few more lines over here at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no, don't say it's the same achleikis. How can you come and say the same achleikis? The whole machlikas in our Mishnah, we just mentioned before. The machlikas is only if they went and spoke about other discussions. If they're still dealing with Gittin and Geushin, even though they didn't say the word, this is a get, this is a Kiddushin, but they're still there, they're busy with talking about the get and the Kiddushin, so get with them, it does work. But by Rebbe Rav Nosson, even if they're busy in the same subject, it's still a machlekes. The machlekes is this lashon, that it means I'm agreeing with the isha to be shliach kabbalah, or it's a lashon that says I don't want to be shliach kabbalah, be shliach lo halacha. And even if they're busy by saying it, it's still a machlekes. So it's nothing to do with our mishnah. Our mishnah problem is if I'm not mifarish dvarai, do I actually mean to do it? If I'm also by saying it, everybody agrees you're meaning to do it. There, the question is, when I'm saying this lashon, is this enough to uproot what the isha says? It's a different machlekes. It's not the same machlekes. So the Gemara concludes that don't say the machlekes. Rabbi Rav Nosson is machlekes Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Mem.